Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy. My all-time favorite from the Wall Street Journal, Kim Strassel, is back with us. Her book is Resistance at All Costs, How Trump Haters Are Breaking America. Kimberly Strassel, some of those Trump haters are sitting in congressional seats, are they not?
Yes, they are. And despite the big debate we had about Nancy Pelosi and the definition of hate, I can promise you hate definitely is a relevant term here.
Yeah, I appreciate the clarification there. I was a little bit confused. I wasn't, but I was pretending to be confused. Hey, I want to skip impeachment with you because you've got blockbuster insight on what's going on with the IG report. It's been available now for a little while. You've had a chance to look at it. What are your thoughts?
Well, look, I think the really important thing here, Kevin, top takeaway, is that if you listen to some in the media and Democrats, they're now attempting to change around what this report was meant to be about. And they're claiming vindication because Horowitz, the FBI did their investigation. Horowitz didn't say, oh, you should not have done the investigation. You didn't have a valid predicate for doing investigation. He didn't score them for that. But that's never what this report was supposed to be. This report was always about whether or not the FBI, in the course of its investigation, abused its powers, and namely whether it abused its powers with regard to the FISA court process and its desire to obtain warrants to surveil American citizens. And there is no question that the report does find that there was abuse of power there in terms of what the FBI told the court, whether or not it provided exculpatory evidence, and other things like that.
One of the big arguments going into this was, would the IG ding the FBI for basically making the Steele dossier the heaviest weight of its presentation of evidence before the FISA court? And in my estimation, that is an abuse of power. It's misleading. What does it say in relationship to that?
Well, look, this is really important. It wasn't even just whether or not they would get dinged for that. But we're still, as American citizens, dealing with the question of whether or not the dossier was a central part of that application. Because right. Don't forget, you know, Devin Nunes, the former head of the House Intelligence Committee, put out a memo at the end of January of 2018. The Republicans have finally been allowed to look at these FISA applications. And they said, wow, this is terrible. The bulk of this application is based on a document that was provided from the rival campaign. And don't forget, a month later, Kevin, Adam Schiff, the minority member of the Intelligence Committee at that time, put out a rival memo saying, no, it wasn't the basis of that. Well, now we do know. In fact, it was. Devin Nunes was being straight with the country. Yes, it was the bulk of that. And then you look at the further details. You know, the FBI knew that this guy was a political actor, and yet they presented him as a straight-up source. There were other issues to deal with his credibility, which they did not tell the court. I mean, these are things that really ought to concern people.
So the bottom line takeaway is Nunes was telling the truth and Schiff was lying.
Yes. No. And I think that this is really, really important because this was an enormous issue at the time.
Yeah.
And Schiff has now gone on to be the central player in this impeachment proceeding. And what this Horowitz report fundamentally is, even though it doesn't say so explicitly, is it is an enormous condemnation of Schiff and the Democrats and everything that they put out in that memo. And it suggested that if he can be trusted even at that point, he certainly cannot be trusted in the things that he's been doing throughout these impeachment proceedings.
So again, if you're just joining us, the IG report has been made public, and the big takeaway is that the FBI did abuse the power that it had in, how would you say this, Kim, formulating the basis for the FISA applications, putting false evidence together, evidence that led to one outcome when really it didn't say that?
Yeah, it simply was not straight up with the FISA court in terms of what it should have provided to the court and what it did provide to the court.
Is there anything in the report about what actions can or should be taken to correct this wrongdoing?
I have to be honest, I haven't got there yet.
It's a long report. Yeah.
But, you know, I think that this does bring up a lot of questions about the reform of the FISA process. I think it should just, regardless, too, of whatever the IG found in terms of the beginning of this investigation as well and the appropriateness of it. Remember, Michael Horowitz is holding people to the very low standards that exist within the FBI. And I think that this should, in fact, inspire us to have a discussion in the country about what standards should exist. You know, regardless of whether or not Horowitz said the FBI was entitled to investigate this, do we as a nation think that the bar should be that low for the FBI to engage in campaigns against political actors?
Side by side with this report, you have the Durham investigation continuing, and he recently asked for additional resources, which is kind of not something he does unless he feels like this is his reputation, at least. He doesn't ask for additional resources or more attorneys unless he feels like he's on to some indictable personalities in the case. Do we have any indication that there will be things that the Durham report will find that will be amplified by what the IG has cited here, or vice versa?
Oh, no question. Look, I think the Durham report is going to be able to provide us a much fuller explanation of what happened. Again, because the IG was asked to look at this very specific question. Did the FBI abuse its FISA court interactions and powers? So, but Durham has the ability to look across all agencies and all departments, as well as at the intelligence community. So this is where we're probably going to get a look at what John Brennan was doing, for instance, and other members of the IC community.
Clapper, yeah.
Also, Clapper and, you know,
Comey, Strzok, Page, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to be able to take a comprehensive view. And one thing, too, you know, in terms of asking for more resources, you know, this is a guy, especially because he does have such a sterling reputation. I would wager that he is very alert to the fact that we are moving into an election year, and that there is a premium on getting this done sooner rather than later, so that the Department of Justice doesn't look as though it is in any way, you know, stepping into the middle of political campaign with information like this.
But if he is actually pursuing any criminality, that he will pursue regardless of what time or place or year it is, simply because that's the right thing to do. Whereas the IG doesn't really have the power to embody a grand jury and all that stuff. Is that correct?
Correct. And, you know, there are, you know, the IG can also make referrals, but that's not the same as actually being able to bring indictment.
All right. Big exclusive IG report, top line: FBI did abuse its power in seeking those FISA warrants. The very thing it was set up to look into looks like was exactly what we thought it was. Kim Strassel thought it was long before she saw the IG report and, in fact, reported on it. That's why you should read her new book, Resistance at All Costs: How Trump Haters Are Breaking America. Kimberly Strassel, thanks as always for your insight.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Your freedom is under attack. But if you act now, you can protect not only your family, but generations to come. Go to ChristianOutlook.com and to find out how you can join Alliance Defending Freedom to help ensure that the opponents of freedom don't dictate your future. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.